الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. دور شيطان الله. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, we are still on the subject of Maidan-e Hashr, the platform of reckoning, the platform upon which every individual will be accounted for all the good and bad actions that he has committed. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, though every single individual here, including the speaker, we are all drenched in all types of sins, major and minor, but yet, alhamdulillah, we have great hope, because we are a community that belong to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we worship that Zat, that Lord, that Cherisher, which has the attributes of being Rahman and Rahim, the Merciful One and the Gracious One, inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that day easy for us, everyone here, mothers and sisters also listening at home. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that opportunity that on the day of Qiyamah we accompany Muhammad Mustafa Mustaba Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I just want to continue from where we left off in the last session. I did explain to the brothers 10 specific animals which are mentioned also in the Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved a place for those animals mentioned in the Quran, a place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Malik, Malik Yawmiddin, and it is entirely up to Him. He is As-Samad, He is Bainiyaz, He does not need no one, we all need Him. And alhamdulillah, that very high status, that position, that ranking is given to that creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the animals, for only one reason: for showing full cooperation, obediency, and for showing the full support to Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. And the barakat of that is that they will be granted a position in Jannah. One hadith 2 days ago, reading through Bukhari Sharif, and perhaps that one hadith connects to the subject that I want to still continue and want to finish off inshaAllah ta'ala in this session, is that not all the animals, the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have that very high position and are privileged. In the Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, a hadith has been recorded. One lady entered the hujra, the house, the room of Amma Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she saw in the room, فَإِذَا رُمْحٌ مَنْسُوبٌ, a stick, a long sharp javelin or a lance or a stick like a spear, رُمْحٌ, jisko hum Urdu mein neza kehte hain. And she saw that in the room of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she inquired, She knew the purpose of asking questions to Umma Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was that everything and anything that the companions did was always endorsed by Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like today, one of our staff, alhamdulillah, he said to me, Mali Saab, when I was in America performing Taraweeh there, we had a lot of our Arab brothers, alhamdulillah, and they would argue with me that in the hadith there is no mentioning of 20 rakats of Taraweeh. That is the decision that is taken by Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. Here are the words of Umar Farooq radiallahu an, and there is another hadith. Why should we turn our faces away from the hadith? Allahu Akbar. Respected brothers, do you think that if there was a hadith of anything of the sort, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an would practice something that is contrary to the teachings of Huzur alayhi salam? Even for 1 second, 1 minute, think about it. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam has said, whatever Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an speaks, that becomes a revelation and it is revealed to me.
Subhanallah.
And that is why we follow Sayyidina Umar Farooq. And the decision that he took was not a unilateral decision. But Hazrat Umar Farooq was Amirul Mu'mineen, Subhanallah al-Azim, the most honorable, the greatest after Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. All the companions that were alive at that time sat, Majlis Shura was there. And in that Majlis it was decided that the Ummah is to perform 20 rakats of Salatul Taraweeh. And that is why, alhamdulillah, till today in Masjid Nabawi and Haramain al-Sharifain generally, 20 rakats is practiced.
Wow.
Alhamdulillah, till today. So, Sahaba-e Kiram ajma'in, men and women, had this habit of questioning the companions so that they could learn from the companions and learn from Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is the reason she says, why is that sharp stick, neza, rumhun there in your room, O mother of the believers? Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, and this hadith is recorded in Bukhari Sharif, she says, نَقْتُلُ بِهِ الْأَوْزَاغِ. Awzaag in the Arabic language is the plural of one animal. Shabir bhai, a reptile. What is it? A reptile. Animal is reptile. And that is the plural of wazgun. Wazgun. And she says, with this neza, with this stick, we kill this animal, which in the Arabic word is known as the wazgun. Wazg. We kill that. Now what is wazg? The ulama have said that wazgun means a lizard. In the hot countries, I remember when we were in Zambia, Africa, on the wall you'd have lizards, small lizards this, on the wall. And the young children would pick up a stone and hit it. In the hadith, there is reward for killing a lizard. In the hadith, there is a reward, sawab, for killing a lizard. Some of the scholars have also translated the lizard as a specific word, and that is the chameleon. 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 Jisko Urdu mein girgit kehte hain. Aur lizard ko Urdu mein chipkali kehte hain. Yani chipkali aur girgit. And the two are related. So lizard is a general term, and specifically of an incident that took place, the ulama have used one word, which is girgit, which is the chameleon. So we have this habit, we have a stick. If there is a lizard or a chameleon in the house, what we do is that if we have an opportunity, we would kill it. It's there to prevent the lizards from entering the homes. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, as an incredible lady that she was, she would explain everything. No questions remain in the mind. She would say that the reason why we kill the lizards is because of one hadith that we heard from Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when Namrud kindled the mountain of fire for Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. All the animals were on a mission to rescue Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. So much so that some of the Mufassireen have said that a large group, a community of frogs came with water stored in their mouth. And they came close to the fire, because that fire was not for one day that Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam was in. It was there for months. Some of the ulama say it was more than a few months. Some say 40 days, some say 6 months, some say 4 months. The tafsir is there in its own place, inshallah. So there was a group of frogs that were there, a community of frogs that came with this intention to extinguish the fire of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. That is why in the hadith there is great praise for the frogs. Great praise. But it is not that frog that kisses, that someone kisses the frog and it becomes the princess. This is something to the effect. That is not the frog that we are talking about. The frog we are talking about is about the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith it comes that the noise that comes out from the frog is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why I even said that earlier on, a non-Muslim doctor came, a physician came to Medina Munawwara to treat Sahaba-e Kiram ajma'in. He was a doctor. And he stayed in Madinatul Munawwara and not a single Sahabi went to him. And there's a brother who met me today, he says that there is a herbalist on London Road, I'm not promoting him, I don't know his name. And he said to me, he's got 35,000 patients. What was the name of the about? 35,000 patients. Allahu Akbar. Allah knows best. He's a herbalist, must be very rich. Generally, 35,000 patients. Kya kehna bhai Khalid? So for 1 year that doctor was in Madinatul Munawwara, not a single person came, the surgery would be there, the doors were open, Sahaba-e Kiram ajma'in would glance and look at that person and just walk away. And they came and there was this element of prejudice that he thought was in the companions, and he came and he complained to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Oh Muhammad bin Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam," for he did not believe in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be a prophet. He says, "Why is it that the companions don't come to me? Is it because I'm a non-Muslim?" As sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "No, that is not the case. It is because that they make amal on my sunnah. They only eat when they are hungry." They only eat when they are hungry. It is not a must for Weetabix or cornflakes in the morning for them. It is not a must of, you know, delicious food in the afternoon for them. It is not a must for them, subhanallah, in the evening. And I don't want no one of anyone here in Leicester to point fingers at Masjid Umar, as I am the imam of this masjid with Maulana Dawood Saab. No one there should say that on the big night, the invitation that was given to the people, that is niyaz. Wala hawla wala quwwata. Come and say that to me. Come and say that to me. Come and say that to me. What is niyaz? Do you know the definition of niyaz? Are you a mufti? Are you an alim? Allahu Akbar. That is a general dawat. A general dawat. So where all the Muslims get together, alhamdulillah, and we sit and we talk. And we, subhanAllah, even to make salam, in the hadith it comes, even to smile at your Muslim brother is sawab. That is why on Eid day, I make it a point that we should not make noise in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there is no harm in embracing each other, for we are Muslims. That is why when we say Allahu Akbar, we are told to stand straight in the saf and shoulder to shoulder. Touch your shoulder there. Touching your shoulder. So there is nothing wrong in saying Eid Mubarak or Salaamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah, or to embrace anyone. That is muhabbat and that is love. So sometimes it's a get together, alhamdulillah, in this country we need something like that. Where all the Muslims can get together, where all the women can get together, where parda is maintained. So Huzur alayhi salam said the companions only eat when they are hungry. And they divide the stomach into three parts. One third for food, one third for water, and the other last part, third, is for air, for breathing. And that is why they are not ill, they are not sick. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. The companions were fit people. And there was a physician, a doctor, who would prescribe medication. And what he would do is that he would also use frogs, the flesh and the skin of the frog in his medication. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not like that. And he sent a companion to tell him that no, this frog is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it does the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why it is not right for you to use that animal in the form of medication. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives shifa to who He wills. Subhanallah al-Azim. And subhanallah, the frogs were there trying to extinguish the fire of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. All the animals were there, the birds were there even. But this chameleon came, and the translation done, it is also a lizard. The chameleon came and it was blowing into the fire of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam to make the fire even more outrageous. And that is why Sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that it is the evil nature that is found inside the chameleon, inside the lizard. And it is jais for you to kill that animal. Like how it is jais for you to kill the snake, and it is jais for you to kill the scorpion. So when you're praying salat and you see a black snake in front of you, don't say, no, no, my khushu and khuzu comes first, let the snake come. No, that was Bishre Hafi. That was Bishre Hafi. When you have reached the status of Bishre Hafi, Bishre Hafi would walk barefooted, not wearing Nike and all these latest trainers that are there for 70 pounds and 80 pounds, nothing, barefooted. He was such a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that because of him walking on the streets of Baghdad barefooted, none of the animals would excrete on the path of Bishre Hafi to respect him. Even the animals would respect him. Allahu Akbar. And one day this animal excreted on the path of Bishre Hafi, and the owner of that animal looked at the Napaki and he said that today Bishre Hafi has passed away. And after inquiring, it was true, Hazrat Bishre Hafi passed away, and that is why excretion was there on the floor. Until you have acquired that position. But in the hadith it comes, if you see a scorpion, you kill it, otherwise it will kill you. If you see a snake, you kill it. And even the lizard, it's full of venom and poison. And that is why in the Arabic word, the name that is given to the lizard is وَزَغَ يَزِغُ وَزْغًا. And وَزَغَ means the thing that urinates slowly, slowly, slowly. The evil nature of the lizard is that it wants to urinate on the salt. Once it enters the homes, the houses, if the salt is there in front of it, what it does is that it does peshab in it. It urinates in the salt. And salt is an important ingredient in cooking food, yeah? Very important. And if you consume that, or if any food has been cooked with that salt, straight away, disorder of the skin starts, pigmentation of the skin starts. Slowly, slowly, that person, Allahu Akbar, suffers from leprosy and eventually dies because of that one lizard. And that is why the hukum of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that if you see the lizard, you kill it, and even the chameleon. And that is why alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, and He has created everything, and He knows what is right for insan and what is wrong, what is harmful and what is beneficial for insan. That is why we have a variety of edible items in front of us. Some are halal and some are haram, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is right for insan. That is why Allah has made something halal, because it benefits the body, and something that is haram, that is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many, many animals, hasharatul arz, insects, are also mentioned in the Quran. In the first sipara, Ba'udha is mentioned. Ba'udha is a mosquito. And what is a mosquito? A mosquito is not an alcoholic, but a bloodaholic. What is it? A bloodaholic. It's not an alcoholic, it's a bloodaholic. It loves sucking the blood, and especially sweet blood. When you come from England and you go to India, I remember when we went to India, the locals, they would sleep outside and we would take medication, and also the net would be there, but even with the net, one mosquito would enter, and in the morning you see you got all red marks and you fear malaria would come. And I said to one of the local brothers there, and he says, no, if a mosquito bites us, the mosquito dies. हमारे मामा वो कह रहे थे कि अगर मस्कीटो मच्छर हमें यहाँ काट ले तो हमें तो मौत नहीं आती, मच्छर मर जाता. This is how toxic our blood is. But you people come from England, you eat habshi halwa, you eat all sorts of things, mashallah, and then you come from England and you sensitive, fragile people, you know, and subhanallah, when you go to England, even the mosquitoes are there waiting for you. So the mosquito is there. And mosquitoes are bloodaholic, not an alcoholic. In the time of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, information was given to Hazrat Umar Farooq that there is one Muslim there who is selling alcohol, and he has stored many bottles in his house. And you know, there is no messing around with Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Umar Farooq found out that there is a person there who is selling alcohol. Hazrat Umar Farooq came, opened the door, and alcohol was found in the house. Hazrat Umar Farooq burnt his house, and told him, he says, what is your name? He says, my name is Ruwayshad, from the word Rashid, Ruwayshad. Ruwayshad means the one who guides other people, right? So Hazrat Umar Farooq says, how can you be Ruwayshad? You are Fuwaisak. So Hazrat Umar Farooq changed the name from Ruwayshad to Fuwaisak. And that is why it was the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that sometime there was a lady came, her name was Asiya with An. And Huzur says, you are not Asiya, you are Barra. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would change the name in the masjid, in the majlis. And that is why Hazrat Umar Farooq would say, what is your name? He says, Ruwayshad. You are not Ruwayshad, you are Fuwaisad, the one who openly commits sins, major and minor sins. You are a Fuwaisad, you are a Fasiq. And he was punished by Hazrat Umar Farooq. So the mosquitoes have this habit that what they do is that they suck the blood, and that is mentioned in the Quran. And they are so harif, they love the blood so much, that there is no restraint. Sometimes excessive blood is taken in that the stomach splits open and they die, and they don't even realize that. That is the makhluk, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran, another animal is mentioned, many. One is ankabut, the spider, which has 6 eyes and 8 legs, powerful spider. And Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam was in the cave, the story of the eggs and the spider's web. And that is why the hukama say that if you have silver and it has lost its shine, what you should do is get spider's web and polish it and rub it. It will get its original shine back. Yeah. Ladies go to Melton Road and say, polish my gold. Get spider's web. And that is why in another hadith, you guys, brothers have time, don't you, inshallah. In the hadith of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he says that I heard from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that make sure you don't have the web of the spider in your homes. If there is, make sure you clear it out. Why? Because spider's web could bring faqr, poverty into your house. So that is why it's important that you clean your house. Spider's web is not there. But yet, the spider's web is unique also. The hukama, the Islamic physicians have been using that. If blood, example in a wound, blood was flowing and there is no stop, There is nothing there that can stop the blood from flowing, or the blood does not, there's no clot. The hukama, the physicians would use the spider's web, and straight away that would stop the bleeding, straight away. Allahu Akbar. And if I'm not making a mistake, even bulletproof vests are made out of spider's web. Am I right, Shabir? Is it silk? No, spider's web. It's imitated from spiders. I'm sure 100% I have read that. There is a lot of Allahu Akbar khubi in the spider's web. So ankabut is also mentioned in the Quran. And we also have an-namal. An-namal is the ant. And the ant, Allahu Akbar, the intellect that Allah has given the ant, is every child, human child that is born, it only knows one mother tongue. One. But the ant has the power to communicate in 3 to 4 languages.
Allahu Akbar.
Ek mother tongue nahi hai, 3 ya 4. It speaks 3 to 4 languages. That is the ant. And there are many types of ants. Some are even carnivore. They can kill a human being. That is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why every makhluk is mentioned in the Quran, in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, a thought came to his mind. He said that how would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide sustenance for his makhluk? And Hazrat Musa would always carry a stick, asa. Hazrat would have an asa. Straight away Allah revealed to Musa alayhi salam, O Musa, strike on the rock that is in front of you with your asa. The Musa alayhi salam straight away hit with his asa on the rock, and the rock split open. The rock split open. Mu'ajiza of Musa alayhi salam, and Musa alayhi salam saw right in the middle of the rock, there was a small insect with a green leaf in its mouth. Musa alayhi salam straight away understood. There is no entry for anything in the rock. There is no exit for anything from the rock. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is feeding one insect in the middle of the rock that Musa alayhi salatu wa salam had to break open with his asa to see that little insect. And he had a green leaf in the mouth. And that insect is looking at Musa alayhi salam. And Musa alayhi salam is looking at that green insect. Allahu Akbar. And that insect is saying to Musa alayhi salam, Ya Musa, Subhana man yarani. Subhanallah, bolo bhai. Subhana man yarani. Purity is for my Lord who is watching me. Insect saying that to Musa alayhi salam. Subhana man yarani wa ya'rifu makani. Purity is for my Lord who knows my place of dwelling. Wa yasma'u kalami, and who hears me when I speak out and call to him. Allahu Akbar. Wa yadhkuruni, and who remembers me. Wa la yansani, and never forgets me. Allahu Akbar. And Musa alayhi salam heard that, Allahu Akbar, he only praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is Allah Rabbul Alameen, respected brother. And Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam was praying what? Tawrat? Was he praying Tawrat? No, he was praying Zabur, because Tawrat was revealed after him. So he was reading Zabur, and subhanallah, even the eyes of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam are very powerful. Very powerful. That is why Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam could see the stars at daytime, all the stars that were there, with the naked eye. As at Dawud alayhi salam saw a small red insect coming out from the ground, and he didn't utter anything on the tongue, just in the heart. But why must have Allah created this little insect? Saying that small insect looked at Dawood alayhi salam and spoke in fluent language to Dawood alayhi salam, Ya Dawood, from the day Allah has created me, I have never missed out in making his tasbih during the daytime. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. This is my tasbih, and I have been doing it from day one daytime 1,000 times I chant out this tasbih. And in the night I send durood to the last prophet who will come after Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. I read durood 1,000 times. This is the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is hasharatul ard. Allahu Akbar Kabira, my respected brothers. Subhanallah al-Azim. That is why it is not something that is beyond our imagination, that how will animals enter Jannat. Was it not the Kabash that was brought down by Jibreel Amin when Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam had a knife in his hand and was about to cut the throat of his son Ismail alayhi salatu was salam, sacrificing for the sake of Allah? And that Kabash came down, the sheep came down. Where did that sheep come from? From America? Where did that sheep come from? Kahan se aaya? Jannat se wo sheep aaya tha. Hajar Aswad kahan se aaya? Jannat se aaya. Subhanallah. Maqam Ibrahim, the stone. That stone, where does it come from? Jannat. Subhanallah. The connection of Zamzam is with Jannat. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. And the Kabash that was brought down, and Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam was told that this is to substitute your son Ismail alayhi salatu was salam. That is why we do Qurbani all the time. Wow. And let us not forget, subhanallah, al-Buraq. Al-Buraq, the means of transport for Huzur alayhi salatu was salam, upon which he mounted on during his journey of Mi'raj. Today we get excited when we see a 100,000 pound Nigari. Someone said to me, that person bought a car worth 200,000 pounds. And there are cars today worth more than a house. And people pay for that. Yes. People pay. Everything is in it. Everything. A beautiful car. What about Al-Buraq? What do you think the price of Al-Buraq must be made in Jannat? That Buraq that Jibreel Amin brought down for Huzur alayhi salatu was salam. And the speed of it, what are Formula One cars compared to Al-Buraq? Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. And Al-Buraq, we have a shop named Al-Buraq on East Park Road, if I'm not forgetting. Alhamdulillah. Al-Buraq is the means of transport for the people who will enter Jannat, inshaAllah ta'ala. And is it not in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for those people who are shaheed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are martyrs, in the hadith it comes that beautiful, beautiful green birds. And birds, not tropical birds, not birds of South America or Africa or parrots, and the beautiful makhluk that is there. Birds, subhanallah, of Jannat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lock the soul of the shuhada in the body of the green birds with, and they are lanterns hanging on the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the birds fly from the lantern of the arsh, and Allah commands the birds that without any restriction fly freely with the angels in every part of Jannat. Make sure you give maximum pleasure to the ruh of that shaheed who sacrificed his life for my sake. Show him Jannat everywhere. Allahu Akbar. And the green birds are there also in Jannat. That is in the hadith. And the mother of Hazrat Harisa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she came to Huzur alayhi salam. A mother comes. There is this natural love mothers have for their children. Ya Rasulullah, my son was killed in the battle of Badr, as in he was made shaheed. And she was not certain. And she says, O Prophet of Allah, my son was killed in a way that an arrow was fired at him by an unidentified person. O Prophet of Allah, tell me, if he is in Jannat, I will be patient and I am happy. Otherwise, I will bitterly cry for my entire life. Beta shaheed ho gaya. Kisne shaheed kiya, wo malum nahi. Lekin Badr ke mauke par shahadat naseeb hui. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, O mother of Harisa, I am looking at your son wandering in the highest level of Jannat, which is Jannatul Firdaus. Allahu Akbar. And that is why in the hadith it comes that the the mitti, the sand that covers the feet of a mujahid, the fire of Jahannam will not touch that body. The fazilat is for that. Allahu Subhanallah al-Azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. My respected brothers, these are the fazail and these are the animals mentioned in the Quran, in the hadith of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallallahu alayhi wasalam on one occasion was describing to the companions how beautiful Jannatul Firdaus is. How beautiful. Sallallahu alayhi wasalam says, this is Jannatul Firdaus. You will get this, you will get so many hoos, you will get this food, this is the palace for you, this is for you, this is for you. And one companion stood up and he says, Ya Rasulullah, Jannatul Firdaus is beautiful. But I love horses. I love horses. And today, and in that time, the Arabs would use horse for the right purpose, and that is for to use it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But today, the Arabs are busy in Dubai. They are busy in Dubai. The horses are there. And on the horses are sitting kuffar jockeys, enjoying the money. And the Arab horses are there in Dubai. And the gambling is going on. Today the Arabs are gambling, mashallah. Kya kehna bhai? All the names of the horses, one is An-Nur, and one is Al-Hur, and one is Al-Burak, and what is that? And betting 10 to 1, 20 to 1, 10 to 1. And kuffar jockeys are riding on it and enjoying the money of the Muslims. Whilst the companion, Huzur alayhi salam, says, anything that horse and that camel is used in the path of Allah, if it urinates, it is sawab for that person. Allahu Akbar. If napaki comes out, if it excretes, even that will be weighed on the day of Qiyamah and sawab will be given to that person. That today they are all in Dubai. Go in Dubai and enjoy life. Go to Dubai. Jao. Enjoy Dubai. 6 o'clock there are Russian prostitutes out on the road. Go to Dubai. Cheap holiday. Where are the Muslims from the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah save us. And the companions had love for the horses and the camels for one reason. And they would, and one companion stood up and he says, Ya Rasulullah, inni uhibbul khayl. I love horses. Will there be horses in Jannat? Subhanallah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at him, smiled at him, he says, Wallahi inna fil jannati la khaylan wa ibilan haffafatan. Wallahi lazim, he said, that in Jannat you will find beautiful horses and camels, haffafatan, speed of extraordinary limits. No speed cameras in Jannat, subhanallah. No restriction of speed, no traffic lights in Jannat, no 30 miles hour sign, no trouble, Allahu Akbar, no sleeping policemen that have corrupted high fields and have, Allahu Akbar, damaged our wheels and all sorts. Jannat is accident free zone. Enjoy, even if you fall down like, oh, bungee jumping karte hai na, upar se niche girna, and even if you fall down from your horse or your camel, and that horse and that is not the horse that we picture, my respected brother. It's not that horse. One brother, a good friend, he came to me, Maha, come and sit in my car. I sat in his car. I said to him, it's like sitting in a boat. The shape of it, the interior of it, it's like sitting in a boat, so big. You can sleep in that car. Allah. I said, if this is dunya, what about Jannat? What about Jannat? And the words khayl and ibil and horses and camels are just used for understanding, because the ayats and the revelation was revealed in the time of the Arabs. So they understood camels and horses. And today we have technology around us. How will that be? No restrictions, no accidents at all in Jannat. Yet aap bhool jaye. No accidents. And it is said that when the means of transport is that when he will be sitting on a horse, Allahu Akbar, when he is sitting, the body will brush from the leaves of Jannah, touching it, and fragrance will touch the clothes of that Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Little sacrifice, my brothers, little sacrifice. Inshallah, Allah will give us Jannah. Allah will give us. Iman or yaqeen, humare hazrat jamaat ke saathi bolte rehte, aur yaqeen, it is true, we have to build that iman and yaqeen. Have that yaqeen and iman. That when we die, inshallah, Jannah is for us. Another occasion in the hadith it comes, there was a Bedouin, and Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was describing Jannah. And the Bedouin people are rough people, and he stood up straight and he said, Ya Rasulullah, again I love horses. You're talking about palaces and this and that, I've never seen a palace. I have seen horse. Will there be horses? Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled. And he said, for you is a horse of Yaqut, a horse made of pure ruby. Pure ruby, lahu janahani, and that will have two wings, and you will sit on it, and you will fly freely in all the different parts of Jannah, visiting the prophets and the companions and all the citizens of Jannah. You will enjoy Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Inshallah ta'ala, we see that day, inshallah, and we enter Jannah bilahi sabu kitab. This is what I wanted to finish off on the subject of animals. A lot of animals have been mentioned in the Quran and Hadith, and some are sympathetic and kind to human beings. Some have even love for Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, like the camel in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qaswa, the goat. And some, like all these poisonous animals, have no ta'alluq relationship with insan. And that is why Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam has given a fasla, a verdict that if an animal is in front of you and if it is to harm you, then you have that permission to kill that animal first. Because insan is ashraful makhluqat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Inshallah ta'ala, we will continue in the month of Ramadan. There is a possibility that from Friday we will change it to Saturday, because at that time we will have a lot of other young brothers, inshallah. It will be easy for them to come. And inshallah, every Saturday at least, I'm not sure if it's Sunday, but Saturday food will be provided, inshallah, every weekend of the month of Ramadan. So we request all the brothers, inshallah, to come hear the bayan, alhamdulillah. And there will be other scholars also, inshallah, we hope to invite. And make sure we understand our maqsad, the purpose of the month of Ramadan that Allah has given us. And not to waste time in the month of Ramadan to make dua. It is a month that is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shuts the door of Jahannam and opens the door of Jannah. And everything there is open for us. We haven't even got a guarantee that will we be alive for that first day of Jannah, for that first day of Ramadan, to witness that day, let alone to wait for the second month of Ramadan to come. So alhamdulillah, whatever comes our way, we should seize to it and make sure that every opportunity that comes to us, we take that, especially when it comes to sunan and nawafil. I said in Jummah today that if every Muslim, mashallah, regularly performs his sunan, sunan-e muakkada and sunan-e ghair muakkada, insha'Allah ta'ala, that means he is doing sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100 times in 24 hours. And in the month of Ramadan, because of Taraweeh, it totals up to 140 sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is extremely important. We start off by making sure that we perform every sunan, sunan-e muakkada and sunan-e ghair muakkada, and also the nawafil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم وسلم. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة. ولا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. اللهم إنا نسألك مجيبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والسلامة من كل إثم والغنيمة من كل بر والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار والنجاة من النار. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.